Fred Film Radio, Turin Film Festival, Italy.
Fred Film Radio at the Torino Film Festival. I'm Angela Cerri, and I'm here with Marlene Junkman, director of Messy and Mode. Good morning.
Good morning.
Your film is here, it's part of the Festa Mobile section, and it has been done through the Torino Film Lab, too.
Yes.
And it's a story of, basically, it's a road movie telling the story of a woman that's trying to understand herself more through a holiday in the south of South America.
Correct.
So this is the easiest way to put it, but it's much more complex than that. So can you tell us something more about it, and how did you get to tell the story?
Well, it's a very personal story, but it's a story by a writer. It's her idea, and she asked me to do it, and I really recognize it's about a woman that wants to become a mother, but she's not able to. She's been trying for 8 years, and they have to give up. They have to forget about this, but she cannot. It sort of became an obsession.
Mm-hmm.
And I could easily understand that, because it's such a universal desire, you know, to have a child. And so I was really drawn to this thematics. And then, okay, so they go on a holiday together, she and her husband, after deciding to start over again, to give their relationship a new try, and she can't. He's super happy, he wants to enjoy like they used to do, and he can easily...
And he's actually...
I think he thinks he can...
Yeah, well, but he's genuinely in love with this woman.
Yeah.
He really loves her.
You know? Yeah.
I mean, this is the impression I got from the film.
True.
That he really loves her. And when she runs away, leaving himself by himself, and she's going through a different, like a personal holiday trip, he's always calling her, leaving her messages. So she's not left. She's not abandoned. She wants to... be alone, but she's not
needs
abandoned.
To be alone.
She needs to be alone.
I think it's not even wanting, it's she needs to. It's a subconscious drive that sort of, she doesn't want to reply, she has to do it by herself. It's the only way she can sort of run away from him in order to rediscover who she is.
And she's always sometimes on the brink of madness in a little bit, because you know she's so desperate of being a mother that she wants to be a surrogate mother in order, she nearly kidnapped a kid, and then she has this kind of connection with this young boy that she finds on the road. How did you find him? And I was working with him.
We found him, it was difficult search, but in the end we found him. And he turned out to be a natural talent. He didn't have any acting experience before, but his brother did. So his brother came to the casting, we chose the younger one. And working with him was difficult, very difficult, because he was good, but he only liked to do one take or two takes maybe, and then he would just run away literally, and he didn't want to come back then. So we all, like the whole crew, everybody once in a while had to catch him and find a trick to get him back in front of the camera. But if he acted, he most of the time was good, and he understood, I think, really the depth of his character, and also the relationship with Maud, because he comes from a bit of a difficult family.
Mm-hmm.
And
actually, the kid's character, which is called Messi, which is from the title, is like, for her, I think that for Maud is a way of learning about herself more and being faced with some aspect of her personality that maybe she didn't want to confront with.
Totally, I think she also realizes that because she's sort of a surrogate mother now, and she realizes it's not just easy, it's not... You know, so she learns a lot from him. And also, the moment she realizes she really starts to love this boy, she understands that she's not his mother. She cannot be in this bubble, you know. In this.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Listen, how did you work with the actress in order to help her to get into this character? Because it was like the story that you wrote together with this writer. So how did she, how did you, the two of you work together?
We talked mainly a lot about the scenes, and she's very analytical, so she has to understand every word. But the moment she acts, she forgets about it. At least that's my impression. Eh? And then it's very intuitive. And she prepared herself. Well, she has two children, so she's able to have children. But the second one was difficult to get. So she understands this struggle and this desire, and that you,
the frustration, the obsession
with it as well. And yeah, we talked about that. And yeah, I think we're all. Yeah, it's a very female film, eh? And me and writer and the actress, we all did it. Big part on intuition, I think. Yeah.
I want to ask you the relation, the connection of your film with the Torino Film Lab. Which kind of part of the Torino Film Lab did you apply to?
The Writers Lab, but I wasn't connected to the project yet. So Dan, the writer, did the Writers Lab, and I think only 2 years later I was. She asked me to direct the film.
And did the two of you together make many changes from the original script?
Yeah, a lot of changes.
Really?
Yeah, that was sometimes hard for her because she had worked on it already for years. First with another male director, but that didn't work out well. So, and then I came in with all these fresh ideas, and I had a lot of energy to start over again. And of course, because it is such a personal story, it was sometimes hard to talk about it in a rational way, you know, because it felt like we were sort of shaping her sometimes.
But at the end, you made it, and the movie is really good and really well balanced.
You.
So your work together with her work actually made a difference.
Very good, yeah.
Well, thank you very much to Marlene Junkman, the director of Messy and Mode. From the Torino Film Festival in the Festa Mobile section, I'm Angela Cerbi for Fred Film Radio, the Festival Insider.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on Fred.fm and smartphone apps.